I had a mentor, and my mentor was very hard on me. He was harder on me than I even am on my leaders. And I know my leaders find that hard to believe, but it's true. And I would go somewhere with my bishop, and he'd get in my car, and he would look at me, and he would say, "What are your questions?" And I would, early on, make the mistake of saying, "Well, I don't have any questions." And then I would get yelled at and say, "What?" Just like that. "What? You've been with me for 2 hours. How could you not have any questions?" And he gave me the greatest gift because he taught me to question things. See, there's a difference between questioning things and accepting things. And we've got too many people right now accepting this world the way it is without asking the question. And there's a very important question that you should be asking right now, and that is, why? Why are we where we are? Why are we living in this time that is the most chaotic time that we've ever seen? Why are we living in this time where confusion has set in? And boys don't know their boys. Girls don't know their girls. They don't even know what they are, so they want to be called they. And it doesn't make any sense because God said, "I made them male and female." I think I even have a scripture to say that today. And then I started asking more questions. I said, "God, why can there not be peace in a church?" Because I've been to a lot of churches. I've been to 5 churches that do not exist today. Did you hear that? Do you understand the power in that statement? 5 churches that don't exist today. Why? Why? We have been feeding a demonic spirit. And that spirit is Leviathan. I want to preach to you about Leviathan today so that maybe you could begin to get an understanding and the answer that God gave me to the questions that I've been asking. Because if you do not stop this spirit, I don't even want to think about where you're going to be in 10 years. 5 years, and as fast as things are happening right now, next month. Do you live a peaceful life? Are you angry when somebody cuts you off on the road? Does it bother you if someone says something negative about you? Do you find yourselves in constant arguing and bickering? Are you able to get along with others? Are you able to get along with the ones who do not act or do like you want them to do? Isn't it so easy to get along with a brother or a sister when they agree with everything you say? I've had people so angry with me because they don't agree with the theology that I teach. they agree with most of it. Sometimes 99% of it, but then all of a sudden there's this one little thing that they don't agree with, and all of a sudden they're up in arms. Can I tell you a little secret? I don't think I have it all right. I don't think I'm perfect. I don't think that I'm the it. But I think I study and I search and I ask the questions and I hear from God and I bring you the truest form of the word that I can. Yuvia asked me yesterday, she said, do you believe once saved, always saved? And I answered her. Now, I think she agreed with my answer, but I'm not sure. Because sometimes people will nod you and they're really in their minds. They're going, uh-uh. But see, that's not a difference for us to argue about or separate from. Now, if she says, do you believe Jesus is the Son of God and our only Savior and our only way to the Father, our only way to heaven? We have to agree on that. That's not a choice. But we don't have to agree with whether the sanctuary should be green or blue. If you want it blue, buy me new carpet and new chairs. It's going to cost you about $20,000, in case you want to know. You spell that with a T, thousand. Okay. 20, T-W, okay. Otherwise, we're happy with the green chairs and the green carpet. I'm not asking for anything. I'm just telling you that there's a reason we can't get along with each other the way we should. My friend in South Carolina had a church split over the color of a wall. What do you come to church for? Are you serious right now? You're that mad because the wall's beige. Oh, you should have had a say-so. You turn church into a democracy. Why have religious leaders allowed church to be turned into a democracy? It was never a democracy. It's a theocracy. A theocracy says, we have a king. His name is Jesus. We follow him. Jesus appointed a leader of the church. If the leader is following Jesus, you follow the leader. End of story. If the leader is not following Jesus, run! I have people who come in here and they look at me like I got three heads and say, why aren't we voting on this or why aren't we voting on that? Where'd you get that out of the Bible? You got a different Bible than I do? Because I got lots of Bibles. They all say the same thing. A little different ways. I love my Bibles that are called parallel Bibles, and one page is this version and another page is this version. I got one Bible that gives me four versions at the same time so I could try to understand what it's saying. Jesus never lined up the disciples and said, guys, let's vote on going to Capernaum. He said, get in the boat. Why has this confusion set in the church? I was invited to a service once because I was the contractor and I was remodeling the church. And they wasted a whole service discussing what color the tile's going to be. And I had to bring samples and they voted. And they voted on the carpet. And they voted on everything. I'll simplify it for you. Write the check, get what you want. I can serve God no matter what color these chairs are. Because I didn't come here for the chairs. Can you bring peace to a situation? Or are you ready to fight? I have someone now that I'm working with because that person's always ready to fight. And I keep trying to teach de-escalation. Immediately the defense walls come up and immediately the sword comes out. That's not godly. Can you de-escalate the situation? Can you answer with honey instead of poison? If you can't find something new to squabble about, do you bring up something from the past? Do you get phone calls from Jesus in the sanctuary? Oh, that's not part of the sermon. Never mind. That one was for free, too. Because if that's Jesus, I want him to take that call. He might have a word for me. I'm not listening. He called Nelson and said, "Nelson, tell that man something." Nelson made me forget where I am. Had a person that was always squabbling, always, 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 always squabbling. Then didn't have anything to squabble about. And they sent me an email or a text, whatever it was, about something that happened 6 months ago. You want me to squabble over what happened 6 months ago? Do you not understand? I've moved on. Move on. Move on. That's ridiculous. Move on. It's the spirit of Leviathan. Do you have to be right all the time? All right, now I'm going to hurt some feelings. Everybody raise their hand and say, "Pastor, I will not allow my feelings to be hurt." All right. Does it take the influence of alcohol or drugs to calm your spirit? Did God create you to act the way that you do? What would it be like to live for 24 hours in peace? What if you got up and said, "I declare today 24 hours of peace. You're going to need to know one word if you decide to do that. And this one word will work for you. Shut up. Because that phone's going to ring. And that text is going to go off. Do you know what Pastor did? Shut up. It's my 24 hours of peace. Do you know what so-and-so said about? Shut up. It's my 24 hours of peace. You walk by the TV and the newscaster's on and you have to say, shut up. It's my 24 hours of peace. You see, you're never going to get it until you take it. Because the spirit of Leviathan's out of control. How about a week of peace? As my eyes have been opened to the spirit of Leviathan, I can see it operating in varying degrees in our people. I believe that we all carry the spirit of Leviathan. Some theology suggests that Leviathan is an actual creature. And as I studied the different theologies concerning Leviathan, some compared it to an alligator, but they said, well, but it doesn't quite fit an alligator. Leviathan is a spirit from the sea, so they say it's a shark, they say it's a whale, they say it's some kind of sea thing we've never seen before. I've even seen theology that said it's a dinosaur. Others say it's a dragon. I say, God, is it a spirit or a creature? What is it? And God took me to the book of Genesis. Chapter 1, verse 26 through 28. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and in the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Does not say he created they. He created it. They're mocking God. And it's dangerous. Don't tell God what he did isn't the way it is. I'm not speaking hate. I don't hate nobody. I would accept whoever comes in here. Hope you understand that. This is a hospital for the sick, not a museum for you saints. And somebody will come in here all messed up. And people will come to me, you got to get rid of them. Sure. Tell me where to send them. I'll get rid of them if you can tell me where to send them, because I have nowhere to send them. This is it. This is the hospital for the sick. And they're going to create havoc in this place. And we will endure. And every now and then, something miraculous happens and they change their life. Because we accepted them the way they were. Because God accepted you the way that you were. He didn't wait for you to clean up to come to Him. He accepted you when you finally realized that you needed a Savior. When you finally realized that the way you were doing it was not going to work, did not work, is never going to work. And you called out to Him and He didn't say to you, you know, when you get off alcohol and you stop watching porn and you stop cheating on your wife and you stop doing all these things, then you can come to Me. No, He put His arms around you and He said, welcome home, son. Let's get to work. Let's get to work. And I'm going to get you off that stuff you're smoking. Because I can do the same thing for you that stuff does, if you'll let Me. I can calm your spirit. I can remove your anxiety. I can remove your worry. I can do it. God is love. And if you can't love, God talks about the least of them. What is the least of them? It's the one that's so confused and outside of God. And God wants them as much as He ever wanted you. There's a special place in God's heart for the people that will look at them and say, come here, brother. Sit down. We actually had a transvestite in our service. Not here. And Marjorie would sit down with her and hug her, and they showed her God's love while we preached the truth. I'm not saying we can tolerate. I'm saying we have to preach the truth, and we have to tell them the truth. And whether they accept it or they don't accept it, it's on them. That's not on us. But what is on us is that we stood for Christ. And we did not alter the line of morality. God made that line of morality. It was never yours to move. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground. That is how I know Leviathan is not a creature. Because I'm going to show you in Scripture that you cannot tame it, you cannot rule over it, you cannot subdue it. Therefore, it is not a creature, because God gave us domain over every living thing. Women crack me up. Some men, they be jumping and screaming over a bug that's about this big, weighs about nothing. Claudine thinks I'm meddling. Its teeth ain't but yay big. Might have a little venom. That's all right. I've killed some venomous bugs. them or me. I was cleaning out one of the sheds over at the youth center property, and I'm in the middle of that shed, and I got brown recluse spiders, I got black widows, I got snakes, I got rats, I got everything. I got things I could never identify, bugs I ain't never seen in my 60 years. I'm sitting in the middle of this shed, and you can't run. You. Like, Lord, this is on you today. I ain't got this. Either you protect me or I'm not getting out of here alive. I actually had to say that prayer. I believed it. God gave you dominion over that spider. Stop being a baby. Mary's ready to walk out. Only God has dominion over Leviathan. Leviathan is Satan's greatest weapon. In Hebrew, the word Leviathan means twisted, coiled. Many curves and turns. You tell me this world's not twisted. And Leviathan's coiled up, ready to strike. Do you ever have a snake stand up and lunge at you, all coiled up? I was in my backyard and a snake did that to me. I said, Mr. Snake, I'll talk to an animal. I'll talk to a bug. I said, let me tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to the garage over there and I'm getting a 2x4. And I'm coming back. And if you're still here, and I went to the garage and got my 2x4, and I come out, and he's standing up lunging at me again. Now, I never said don't put no distance between you and the animal. I had 8 feet of distance. He will never lunge at anybody again. I'm sorry, Miss Connie, but he was dangerous, and I had babies. Miss Connie's fuming at me right now. She's watching from Miami. About a few months ago, I don't know when it was. It wasn't that long ago. We spent a half a day trying to rescue a snake that got caught out there. She finally rescued him, and he died from his injuries later, but she gave it everything she had. She spent hours rescuing. We enlisted help of a lot of people, and we did everything we could to rescue that snake. But we are still created to have dominion over every living creature. Twisted and coiled means manipulation. Manipulation is at its highest form. It comes so subtle sometimes, and you don't realize that somebody's trying to give you a hidden agenda. I saw a letter recently that was full of manipulation. I said, you know what the sad part is? Most will read that letter and never understand its manipulation. Leviathan will twist and turn things to get people to react the way that they want the people to react. Without the other person even knowing that's what they're doing. I'm not allowed to talk about politics, Lee. You know that. Government don't want me to do that. In fact, they tell me I cannot do that. They think they can control me. The Leviathan spirit will use lies or partial truths. And I've also taught you that you can lie with the truth if your intention is to deceive someone. Leviathan is a principality, which is a higher ranking demonic power. And we see in Ephesians 6:12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. I have a sermon called Define Your Enemies. You are not my enemy. I don't care how much you hate me, you are not my enemy. I don't care what you say about me, you are not my enemy. I don't care how mad you get at me, you are not my enemy. I'm not going to fight with you. Because you're not the enemy. Fighting with you is like fighting with God. Because there's some God in all of you. And that's a battle you're not going to win. Our struggle is against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Many of you already know my wife won't fight with me. And I can make her mad, too. Think I make you mad? Try living with me. She'll say, think, monkey, think, and walk away. Then she goes to God. That man that you gave me, he's on my last nerve. You need to talk to him. See, our enemy is not a transvestite or a transgender or whatever's out there today. Our enemy is the spirit that's causing this. Stop trying to fight the physical manifestation. You need to fight the spiritual authority that's causing this. I believe that Leviathan is the highest ranking principality under Satan himself. Leviathan is the symbol of chaos that no one can master without God. The definition of chaos is complete disorder and confusion. A Leviathan spirit keeps confusion going all of the time and cannot stand for there to be peace. You want to come against Leviathan? Demand peace. I'm at peace, brother. I don't care what she said about me. I'm at peace. He will turn country against country, Democrat against Republican, husband against wife. He'll destroy a marriage. He'll turn Christian against Christian, and he'll split a church right in half. He will confuse a need from a want. How do I know? People are $1 trillion in debt right now. And the government is $32 trillion in debt. How did we get in such debt? I'm always proud of people who tell me I'm debt free. I don't know nobody nothing. And I tell you that's such a beautiful way to live. I remember the days that I owed for this and I owed for that. And I'm not saying there's never an emergency, a true emergency. But it should be temporary debt. It should not be, I need this shirt. You might get mad at me, but I'll preach without a shirt if I don't have a shirt. I'm not going in debt to get one. I am appalled. I'm never going to get to the scripture, am I? No. They asked me how long this was going to go. I'm not getting to the first verse. I'm appalled, people. Listen to me, because I'm talking to some of you. And I don't care how mad you get at me. We got people out there spending $200, $300 a month for phones. And if you're sitting back there and you think I'm picking on you, I promise you this, there are many of you, not one, not two, there are many of you that are working to pay for a phone. And these phone companies will give you a free phone. And it still makes telephone calls. Still has internet. What are you doing? That's Leviathan. He's confused you. Never be a financial counselor. It'll scare you. Don't do it. Do you know what it's like to see people without food that are paying their child's $200 a month cable bill? And they don't have money for food? And I want to shake them and say, are you serious right now? He'll refuse a need from a want. And then that shirt that was on sale for 50% off ends up costing you 800% more. It was a good deal, they tell me. Serious? He causes anger, envy, jealousy. And the main characteristics of Leviathan are control, resilience, false authority, chaos, unquenchable hunger and cunningness. And I'll have to explain those next week because I got to go. We're in a mess. Our families are in a mess. And it doesn't have to be that way. Someone's going to call you today with their chaos. Be somebody you love, somebody you care about. People are always wanting to tell me what somebody else said. I don't care. Somebody called me, said that somebody was mad at me because I said I don't care. This is true. I can't even make this up. Can I tell you something? I don't care. I don't care. Because I want peace. And if I cared, I wouldn't have peace. Let me tell you what I do care about. I care that I live the most godly life that I can live. And I care that you come to hear the word of God. And I care that you're released from bondage. And that you can live peaceful lives. And that you can be full of joy. That's what I care about. Everything else is nonsense. Father, we thank you for the word of Leviathan. We thank you, God, for where this message will go. And I thank you, God, for everything you're doing in our lives. And remember, God, they promised not to get mad at me today. They promised. Bless them as they come and as they go. Prosper their hands and the work of their hands. May the words that come out of their mouth speak peace. Peace, God, peace. Let there be peace in your house. The most peaceful presence that's here today, God, may it maintain itself. May we go home and have peace. And when we see chaos, when we see confusion, when we see all these things, let us declare, spirit of Leviathan, God, we ask you to crush his head. And we thank you for it. All in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I love you. Thank you for coming, Jason, Christine, Jay. God bless you three. I hope you'll come back. I won't be any better, but come on back anyway.